UMD Police Chief Sean Holtz joins us in the studios this morning. Hey, Sean, nice to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So UMD decided they were going to test out body cameras. And one of the things that apparently the state law says is that before you start using body cameras, you have to have a public comment period about that. What's that about? That's kind of an interesting, I don't know, folks generally don't get to weigh in about a lot of policy decisions like this. And what was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, that's correct. One of the first steps that we took in our process of implementing the body camera program was obviously, of course, to craft a policy. You have to have a policy before you implement anything. And we did that as a system. We worked with our partners in Minneapolis, Morris, because obviously we have several police departments through the University of Minnesota system. So we did that collectively together to craft a policy that met best practices. We took a look at a lot of policies from other law enforcement agencies around the state who have had body-worn camera policies for a while. So we had that vetted through some administration, through our general counsel, our attorneys for the university system. And then part of the statute, and we did it not only because it was part of a statute, but because we wanted this to be a community initiative. So we wanted our campus community to have a say in the policy, be able to comment on the policy, take a look at it, and maybe make some suggestions. So that period has ended. We didn't get a lot of comment back, but we did get some, and that has since completed.
Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting is that as a society, we're still in the beginning stages of figuring out how to use the technology and what the best practices are with regard to the technology. The draft policies right now say that officers should review the footage before they write their report. An officer goes out and he answers a call and perhaps engages the body camera, whatever. Then he comes back to the office, if I'm getting this right, if I watch enough television. He comes back to the office and he has to write a report about the incident. This policy says that office in the Twin Cities and Duluth say the officers should review the footage. In Morris, it says that they may do so. And it's a little comparatively subtle change, and yet some folks are concerned that if the facts are in dispute, it kind of gives the police officers a leg up. What's your sense about the way UMD decided to word that particular part of the policy?
You know, and again, this is a draft policy. We're currently doing a test and evaluation phase currently, so that is something that we're going to be evaluating through the process, maybe seeing how things go through this test and evaluation process. And currently, I actually have a meeting today to discuss this with our other campus partners to see, you know, how are things working? Do we need to adjust some policy language before full implementation if we do get to full implementation? So, you know, it'd be too early for me to comment on that because that is the reason why we're testing and evaluating to see maybe what the best course of action is, what we find out from our officers in the field, what our supervisors are saying. And it could be something that does change before we get to full implementation.
It would seem to me that the biggest difference in the idea of you need to look at the footage first, and the people that say, well, that's going to give perhaps police officers an unfair advantage if the facts are in dispute, is how much trust a community has in their police. Duluth is certainly not a perfect community by any stretch of the imagination, but does the community seem to have a trusting relationship with their police? I mean, it seems like it's a question of, you know, we disagree on how this actually happened. Do we believe that the police are fair and honest, or do we believe they're not?
You know, we would like to think, you know, we're very intentional in our efforts in building trust with the community. And, you know, we've done a lot of outreach efforts, and you know, we call it building trust one relationship at a time. You know, we're out doing things in the community, working with our different partners on campus, student groups. And that's all part of our body camera program. One of the things that how we look at this program is we're not implementing body cameras because we think we need to monitor behavior of our officers. We look at this as a evidence gathering tool, another tool for our officers, And also, it adds another layer of accountability. Accountability for our officers and accountability for the citizens that we interact with. So it's kind of twofold. And we think collectively that, you know, if we do decide to fully implement this, it will build better relationships and better trust with our communities. And I think we're at a point currently right now where I think the public and the citizens, our community, expects us to have body cameras. They're still relatively new, although they've been used in the Arrowhead region for a couple years by Duluth PD. Superior Police have been using them for about a year. So we would be the third agency, if we decide to do full implementation, we would be the third law enforcement agency to implement them in the Arrowhead region.
One of the things that I've heard the Duluth Police Department talk about in the past is how the major issues that they, one of the most serious issues that they continue to struggle with are dealing with folks that are suffering from substance abuse, that are under the influence, or people with untreated mental health issues. And that's obviously a segment of the population that's got all kinds of problems that have repercussions throughout the community. There's a lot of attention being focused now on best practices, because you can't necessarily deal with someone with a mental illness who's having a mental health crisis or someone who's under the influence the same way that you would deal with somebody who's in their right mind, so to speak. This seems like this would be a useful training tool also as you work with your officers and as departments work with officers on how do we de-escalate a situation, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and that's one of the benefits of having a body camera footage is not only does it record an accurate record of the incident, but also, you know, we can use that for training. You know, maybe the call didn't go the way we wanted it to, or, you know, that's something where our supervisors can look at that footage and work with our officers and say, you know, maybe we could have done it this way, or it would have been better to do it this way. And that's one of the things that we're learning through our test and evaluation phase right now. We're seeing the value of that. We currently have two cameras deployed on two of our officers who are in training right now, two of our newer officers. And it's been valuable using that footage, working with these officers who are on training to review, because they are learning, they're in their field training program, and it's been an invaluable tool reviewing that footage and saying, you know, here's what I would have done, this could have gone better. So, yeah, you're absolutely on point that that is a valuable part of a body camera program.
Well, game day film, you know, you go back and you look at the film and you say, where did this go wrong? And most of the time you'd like to think it's something fairly benign, but obviously it can be certainly very useful. When is the department going to make a decision that, yep, we're ready to go ahead and go with this?
Well, currently...
Or not.
Yeah. Currently, we have one-time funding where the university system allotted $100,000 to kick off or launch the program, if you will. So we're the different campuses, the Twin Cities, Duluth, and Morris are testing different cameras. And we'll be testing those cameras into August, and we'll collectively meet and talk about the pros and cons of the different vendors, because each vendor has its pros and cons, whether it comes to usability, data storage, or whatnot. So we will be meeting to go over that to see maybe what vendor we want to go with. But it's going to hinge upon recurring funding, and currently we don't have recurring funding for the program in place. So it's going to come down to funding whether we continue with the program and do full implementation. Buying the cameras is, although they're expensive, it's not the biggest piece of the puzzle when it comes to finances for this program. What the biggest piece of the puzzle is data storage and data management. These cameras will be picking up a lot of footage. And managing and storing that data is where the expense comes in, and it's going to involve a full-time employee to manage that data, and it's going to cost real funding to store that data. We're not entirely sure, but we think as a system it's going to exceed $100,000 annually to store and manage that data, because it's going to take a full-time employee, and it's going to take some IT storage capacity. So that's kind of where we are right now, and we're confident that we'll be able to secure funding with the system, because the university has said that this is something that this is a tool that they want us to have.
Sean, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this a little bit. It's really interesting to kind of get a look at the process and see how the process works of making a decision like that and implementing something like that. So hope that we have the opportunity to talk to you again in the fall and find out what's going on.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Sean Holtz is the police chief here at UMD, and he joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.